Morning Ireland, 8 minutes to eight. Let's get the business news. Here's Adam Maguire.
Thanks, Mary. Well, soon your cheap purchase from China might not be quite so cheap, as the European Union is planning to add a €2 flat fee on so-called low-value packages that come from outside the bloc. At the moment, any of these kinds of packages are exempt from customs once they're worth less than €150, and there were 4.6 billion of them shipped into the EU last year. But the EU wants to change that, adding a flat fee to help fund the costs to customs officials and stem the flood of low-quality and potentially dangerous items into Europe. Well, to get some reaction to this proposal, we're joined in studio now by Jean McCabe, CEO of Retail Excellence Ireland. Jean, what's your members' reaction to this kind of proposal?
Good morning, Adam. Yes, it's certainly welcome and it's a move in the right direction. I don't know if a €2 fee is going to change consumer behaviour on the packages that they're buying, but I think it certainly will help for those cheap disposable items coming into the Irish market. And anything that creates a more level playing field for our retailers is welcome.
Do you accept or expect it will help retailers much? I mean, you think of the ultra low cost items that people are spending on these kind of Chinese retailers. Do you think much of that will be diverted to a bricks and mortar or an online retailer in Ireland as a result of this kind of fee?
Well, I certainly think it's a pause for thought. If you're buying a €10 item and all of a sudden it's 10% higher and it's going to be €12, it's those disposable discretionary spends that we might see in store that aren't happening, that are happening online instead. It's not going to change the landscape for retailers, but it's definitely moving in the right direction.
In terms of the competitive threat that's there, and especially things as likes of fast fashion, how big of an impact has it been for these kinds of, you know, Shein and Temu kind of retailers on Irish retailers in recent years?
Certainly distance sellers are a big issue for Irish retailers, and the cheap disposable product that you get from the likes of Temu and types of Shein don't help the, I suppose, environmental impact that we're as a nation are trying to tackle. So I think, you know, for consumers, it's all, you know, for Irish retailers, it's about providing consumers with quality product in a competitive space. And I think Irish retail does that quite well. But, you know, the landscape has changed a lot with online, and it is in existence, but distance sellers, there's lots of challenges there. Even if we look at the likes of electronic white goods for customers, you know, that or for retailers, that's a big issue. So what we're seeing there is distance sellers selling white goods into Ireland that aren't complying with the WEEE directive.
So this is the WEEE directive, which adds a levy to the cost of an electronics good, and then you have to offer free recycling return as well.
Exactly, and what we're seeing is they're able to sell into Ireland and they get to ignore the directive, while Irish retailers actually have been a key part in that whole circular economy. And you know, that's another example of how the online space is being a challenge. But, you know, Irish readers just want a competitive landscape. They just want to be able to compete. And I think, you know, we need to look at how do we ensure that we have a level playing field for those online, but also those here in Ireland.
We are heading into the summer now. What's the mood like among retailers at the moment?
You know, the cost of doing business is still the biggest challenge for Irish retail. And there's a lot of busy fools out there, as I say. You know, the margins have gotten tighter and tighter and tighter. And for a lot, it's, you know, compliance and regulation. They just want to focus on being competitive and not have to be compliant, or focusing on compliance as part of their business model. But I think, you know, the pause in the living wage has been welcomed from government. We need to look at pausing where we're going forward on the minimum wage, because I think it's becoming unsustainable, especially for those SMEs that are dotted around the country. And we all know how important they are for the fabric of every town and village.
In terms of that, we had a recent spell of good weather. Is that good news or bad news for retailers?
Depends what type of retailer you are. So if you're in a garden centre, you are delighted with the sunshine. Those and other spaces then are finding it challenging. But I'm in fashion myself, and it's certainly helped.
Okay. Jean McCabe, CEO of Retail Excellence Ireland, thank you very much for that. We'll have more business news in the next hour, but that's all for now.